أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا فلما بلغ مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتد على آثارهما قصصا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 60 to ayah number 64 of Surah Al-Kahf. The discussion that we had begun was Musa alayhi salatu was salam was asked if he is the most learned of the people, or according to one narration, who is the most learned of all the people. Musa alayhi salatu was salam rightfully responded that he is, but this answer was not approved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The more appropriate answer would have been, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that I have another slave of mine that has a great deal of knowledge, more knowledgeable than you are. Now this is that point that we need to take, and this is the point that we need to understand. Immediately, despite being Kalimullah, despite receiving wahi from Allah, despite being a Rasul of Allah, besides being from the Ulul Azam, the more determined Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu was salam's response is something that we need to take a lesson from. Immediately Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu was salam queried about who this person is, seeking permission from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that let me visit this person, let me learn from this person. I don't want to go to test him, I don't want to know about what he knows and what he does not know, but I want to learn from this person. And again, if we want to save ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal and Allah save us all, one of the most important things are that the knowledge that we derive, and number two, who are we taking our knowledge from? Are they linking us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Are they connecting us to the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are they saying that this is weak, that is weak, and they are removing us day by day from the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about this incident, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ. And remember that time, or that time is worthy of remembrance, when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu was salam said to his fata. Fata actually means a young person. Ya fata hu, when it refers, when it narrated, related to somebody, then it will be in the meaning of his attendant. That he had an attendant with him, that he had taken on this journey, and that was Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu was salam. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, he was from amongst the companions of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. He was one of the leaders of his people and community and his tribe. And then after Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu was salam a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But in the life of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, he remained a companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam. So he said to Yusha bin Nun, La abrahu, I will continue, I will not stop, hatta abluga majma' al-bahrain, until I reach the majma'ul bahrain. In other words, the point, the junction where both the waters meet, either oceans or even the river and the ocean, all of that is known as majma'ul bahrain. That is the point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had directed Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to. Now again, this is also very amazing, that in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where is this person? Give me an address. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where the two oceans meet. That's it. And now, that is very vague. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as it is coming in the verses in front, that, O Musa, if you want to know, take a fish, fry that fish, put that fish in your basket, and there will be a point in time when this fish will leave that basket, a dead fish, it will become alive, and it will go into the ocean, it will leap, dive into the ocean. That is the spot, that is the place where you will meet the slave of mine, this banda of mine. And that was sufficient for Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. That was the, what we will call the GPS of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Destination is not really known. The distance is never ever known by Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. How long is it going to take him to be there? And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving to me and all of us, that there has to be this talab. There has to be this desire to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is shown by Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And the last part of the ayah, O amdiya huquba, O I will travel for years and years. Huqub, some ulama said, refers to 80 years and it goes on in different narrations, but here it will be, I'll go on for years and years, but I will find this slave, I will find this banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again, that is showing us the desire in the heart of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to learn the deen of Allah, to gain knowledge, despite the fact that he was most knowledgeable. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا. Now when both of them reach the place where the waters will meet, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and Yusha bin Nun, some narrations indicate it was one day and one night's travel. When they had come to this point, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was now tired, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam decided to rest. There was a boulder or a rock at which Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had rested upon. Yusha bin Nun is there. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sleeps, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's miraculous incident takes place, that this dead fish now comes alive from that basket. It dives, it leaps into the ocean, and when it leaps into the ocean, another miracle Yusha bin Nun sees is that the waters doesn't meet. When we take a pebble or we take anything and throw it into water, it does not divide the water. Here it was like Allah Ta'ala explains, tunnel-like, that as it went down, it left like a tunnel behind it. And Yusha bin Nun now sees this great miraculous incident. But he was also told by Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that when the fish dives into the ocean, when you see this happening, inform me, because that is the address, that is our destination that we need to go. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَنَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا. Sayyiduna Yusha had forgotten. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was asleep. Sayyiduna Yusha alayhi salam forgets to inform Musa alayhi salam, either getting him up at that time or when he had gotten up, he forgets completely. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it took its path into the waters, into the ocean, saraba, like a tunnel, like a burrow, and it went in. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا. Now when they had gotten up, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam continues the journey. No news about the fish. Yusha bin Nun had forgotten to tell Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us the lesson of talab, the lesson of the desire to learn the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It comes in the narration, for another one day and one night more, they had traveled and they had gone forth. And then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now becomes hungry, and he says, قَالَ لِفَتَىٰ. He says to his attendant Yusha bin Nun, آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا. Bring our breakfast, bring whatever we have as what we will call our provisions or patkos. لَقَدْ لَقِينَا min safarina hadha nasaba. Certainly I am fatigued by this journey. In other words, now I am tired. Let me have something to eat. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very many lessons, but we should never forget the most important lesson, that if we want to save ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal, then we need to perfect our aqidah in Allah, our belief system in Allah, by searching and seeking the knowledge. And again, Allah is the one that directed Musa alayhi salam to the slave of his, and it is those people from whom we take our knowledge. It is most important to see whether they link us with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or they don't link us with Allah. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.